Thank you.
All right. 7A, General Services Airports.
Good morning, Joy Hall,
Good morning.
General Services. I'm here to give my update on the airports. All the conduits gone in, so it's all over there ready for if when the tenants are ready to put power in. The asphalt is being laid in front of the hangars today, so infield work will continue to happen, and then once it's completed, the rest of the asphalt will be laid. SIU, both CAL FIRE and U.S. Forest Service are both out there occupying it right now. That first bathroom has been gutted, and new light fixtures and paint has been done. Found some rot in the floor, so they have to replace the floor, which they'll be doing this week. And then they'll start the process on the second bathroom. And Happy Camp, Scott Valley, and Butte, I don't have anything to report for them.
So when will we reopen?
We're not 100% sure yet.
This month?
We're hoping.
I shouldn't go further. I kind of get that look. I get it. I understand. It's very complicated.
Yes.
So, thank you. Any questions for anybody from anybody?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Sheriff Veterans Officer, item 7B. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm here today to give my annual report. I know it's been over a year since I've been here. There's been a lot of things going on. Next slide.
Sir, we need your name for the record.
Oh, Thomas Jackson.
Thank you.
So, according to the USDVA National Center of Veterans Analysis and Statistics, there are currently 3,410 veterans in Siskiyou County. 1,266 veterans have visited our office last fiscal year. We handled 3,813 phone calls and emails, and I've contacted 930 people during our outreach visits. Next slide. In fiscal year 2023, we submitted 457 claims. Right now, I have 125 claims pending. New awards for 2023, we brought in $1,731,138 to the veterans of Siskiyou County and their dependents. The average new award was $3,788. All of these awards are tax-free, and most of the money is being spent in our local economy. Next slide. This is just some of the outreach events that my office has done. I still go to Mount Shasta on the first and third Thursday, Happy Camp the second Thursday, and Doris on the first Thursday of each month. Next slide. These are just some more outreach events that we've attended. Next slide. So for the Homeless Veterans Assistance, we get some donations from the American Legion Caleb Post number 92, the Women's Auxiliary Group. We do have some supplies for our homeless veterans here in Siskiyou County. I have a limited funding. If I get a homeless veteran or any veteran who needs assistance, I may be able to put them up in a motel for a couple nights until I can get them tied into other services. We do have some supplies in our office, such as sleeping bags, blankets, clothes, and toiletries. A lot of these are donated by our veterans, so we can help our homeless veterans who are living out on the street. Next slide. We do have some gift certificates that were given to us a few years ago for McDonald's. The Siskiyou County Veterans Leadership Council also has a limited budget, and they have also assisted my office to put our homeless veterans up in a motel room. We have been working with the Rescue Ranch Thrift Store. We don't have a lot of room to store a lot of clothes, and some of the clothes we have don't fit some of our homeless veterans, so they can go to the thrift store and pick up some supplies. We are working closely with Nation's Finest, used to be the Reading Veterans Resource Center. They meet with the homeless veterans here in Wairika, I think once a week, and they try to get them set up with housing benefits. And we also work closely with HUD-VASH. For quite a few years, we didn't have any HUD-VASH vouchers for the people in Siskiyou County. And I think it was just last year they started giving us vouchers so we can assist our homeless veterans. Next slide. So the last time I was here, we were talking about state funding, so I want to explain what kind of funding we get. CalVet administers three county veteran service office-related revenue programs. The first one is the county subvention program, which reimburses counties for a portion of their administrative cost for workload units performed. Funds are distributed on a pro-rata basis using allowed subvention workload units. The top four workload units that come out of my office are disability compensation, the pension benefits, survivors benefits, and enrolling people in VA healthcare. Now, these are given based on the size of the county, how many veterans they serve, and how many subvention workload units we put out. Next slide, please. Excuse me. Next is the Medi-Cal Cost Avoidance Program, which reimburses counties for activities performed that result in cost avoidance or savings to the Medi-Cal program. Funds are distributed on a pro-rata basis, using the allowed Medi-Cal workload units. We receive auditable Medi-Cal workload units by processing the MC-05 and some of the CW-5 forms. These are the forms used to sign up people for Medi-Cal and for food stamps. We had 100 auditable medical workload units in fiscal year 2023. Next slide, please. Then there's the Veterans Service Office Fund. It's funded through the Veterans License Plate Program. These funds are distributed on a pro-rata basis using each county's total net expenditures for CVSO operations and training attendance. The License Plate Program is still going on. We had an issue where the license plate used to say veteran, and then the Department of Motor Vehicles changed the plates to say honoring veterans. Well, there's a lot of veterans who don't want to buy the plates because they don't want to honor themselves. They want to point out that they are veterans. We have been trying to get the DMV to either sell both plates or go back to the veterans plate, but we haven't got very far with that. Next slide, please. So the state funding received for fiscal year 2022-2023, the general fund local assistance, Siskiyou County received $60,317. For the Medi-Cal cost avoidance, we received $5,420. And then for the Veterans Service Office Fund, we received $2,296.53. The grand total is $68,033.53. Next slide, please. We finally got to celebrate our 75th anniversary. It was about a year and a half late due to COVID. I'm standing next to Harry Hitchings. He's the Veteran Service Officer for MoDOT County. Next slide. The Siskiyou County Veterans Service Office, in partnership with the California Association of County Veterans Service Officers, is dedicated to assisting our fellow veterans and their dependents to obtain the benefits that the veteran earned by serving his or her country. Our motto is Veterans Serving Veterans. And I'd like to extend an invitation to all of you, if you ever want to come by and take a tour of the office, we can explain how our operations run. Next slide. Questions?
Well, I would say this, if I could. You know, I've been down there before. It's been a few years, if you recall.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about the homeless population. Do you keep track of those numbers at all? Because the last time I was at the shower that was here in Wairega, there was a veteran. There was an outfit out of Reading, I think, that was servicing a homeless veteran. So I'm just curious if what you know of how you track.
Well, right now, the last fiscal year, I think we've assisted 7 or 8. We don't really have a solid count. A lot of the homeless veterans are transient. They travel through, you know, they're seasonal. I know of at least 3 or 4 that are still living on the street. I've tried to assist them. One of them actually ended up going to prison because he didn't want to go into rehab. I had it set up a couple years ago where I was working with the then Veterans Resource Center in Reading. They wanted to send him to rehab, give him a place to live, find him a job, and he wanted to stay out on the streets. He's back. I've been able to get some benefits for him, but he never checks in, so I'm not really sure where he is.
So I'm just curious more about the numbers. You know, so yeah. I think that's a little bit of an insight. And then one of the things you talked about, the money that it brings in, how do you track that it's spent locally? Because in my mind, it sounds plausible, but how do you know that it's
well,
spent?
Well, quite a few veterans have pending claims. They have moved out of county, and they have moved out of state. But the majority of the veterans that are receiving these benefits are indeed living here in Siskiyou County.
My point is this. How do you know that they spend it here? Because I see a lot of Siskiyou County residents in Medford spending their dollars at Costco or Safeway or something like that. I'm just curious how you know that.
Well, I can't track where they spend their money.
Okay, so it...
But a lot of people are buying groceries in the local grocery stores. Sure. They're paying money on gasoline.
My point is this. I just want to know how you quantify that happens. I think it's very possible that they spend it locally, but I know that it's not 100% of that money.
Yeah, but a lot of it does go to their local communities.
Sure. That's good.
Supervisor Chris?
Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Well, thank you, sir.
I remember when we set it up for the meeting in the Butte Valley Library, and you kept consistent with that.
Yeah, and actually you help them, and you always have a load of books to bring down the Wairega Library, so.
Works out very advantageous. So good outreach using that library and the Mission of Veterans in the eastern portion of the county. Also see a lot of the events and the forums and those sorts of functions as well. You're dealing with folks that have earned their benefits and earned these are handouts, and then you tell the story of the gentleman there, you were trying to help. So I understand you probably have some that are easy that want to come in and get help, and then you have some that you're trying to help themselves. And
yeah, some of the veterans, I had one veteran that wanted to file for Agent Orange, but he didn't have any presumptive issues. And, you know, I explained to him, you actually have to have an issue to file for it. Just because you were exposed to Agent Orange, it doesn't automatically grant you benefits. And then we still have a lot of the older veterans who come into my office who don't want to file for compensation benefits. The first thing they say to me is, I'm not here for a handout, I'm not here for charity, I don't want to take away from the kids that are serving today. So it's up to me to try to explain to them how this all works and how it will benefit them. And overall, most of them will file.
Yeah, like I said, these are earned benefits. These
yes,
are
sir.
The, these are the handouts. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, before you go, one of the things that we've always looked for from this board is expanding services and what that would entail. I know there was talk years ago about veteran services coming under a different department to expand a funding mechanism. Where are we at with that, or is that just...
Well, right now, I'm going to be interviewing a new person to fill the CVSR position. The last one I had recently resigned, and so I'm holding interviews on the 12th. And I'd be more than happy to maybe open up an outreach office, you know, in like Mount Shasta or somewhere else, but with the budget and the manning, it's not possible to do it.
Well, I understood, but I think that's why there was at least a dialogue about under a different department that more funding could be provided to offset that those services that you're talking about that you can't maintain now. So I guess I'm curious if we're still looking at that or if it's just gone by the wayside.
I know there's been a couple times it was suggested that we move to Health and Human Services. I haven't heard any more about that. One concern I have is I'd like to stay where my office where it is due to the fact that it's in a prime location right next to the VA Medical Clinic, and we have room to provide the services that we do provide.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a problem. I'm looking at expanding funding for grassroots services that we need. So I don't know if that's something that we can be taking a look at or get a yes or no to that. No? Okay. Go ahead.
I have one more question. It's part of my memory here. When we were working on that a few years ago. Mm-hmm. There was an issue identified that up to 40% of the veterans in this county are not signed up, and that was keeping us from qualifying for some kind of a service center here. Is that still the case, or do you know?
It's kind of hard to keep track of how many veterans are in the county. I know there are still veterans who have never applied. That's why we do the outreach events. A lot of it's word of mouth. There's still veterans who don't want to apply. But we've had quite a few in the last few years who passed away or they moved, and my office isn't notified, so I don't know where a lot of these veterans are. Plus, we had quite a few recently move into the county, and so they're already set up with benefits, and I'm just trying to get them, to transfer their VA health care.
It seemed at that point in time that it was a stumbling block for a higher level of funding coming into the county.
But we've had a pretty steady flow of people coming in and out, quite a few new people that, finally decided, now that I'm getting older, I can't work anymore, maybe I should apply.
Okay. Anyone else? Thank you.
Thank you for having me. You all have a good day.
You still okay, Ms. Wendy?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this one and then take a break.
Item 7C.
Okay. 7C, this is for the clerk's office. The clerk's office received a request to set a personnel hearing, and this is for a Health and Human Services Behavioral Health Division employee. The appellant informed the clerk's office that July 9th would be an acceptable hearing date, but we're already at agenda deadline for that. I don't know that could be worked up that quickly. With the estimate of 20 to 25 minutes for the appellant's presentation. The appellant would not be available, though, for hearing dates between July 19 and August 6. So, in August 6th, we already have a personnel hearing, 6th and possibly the 7th. Our next regular board meeting would be August 13th, and then after that, we're into September.
And what about July 16th? I know we don't meet, but it's an open Tuesday. Is that too soon?
Planning Commission is the 17th, so it wouldn't interfere with them.
I was going to say, but are they not available on the 16th?
Oh, that was one of the dates they're not. Yes, oh, no, 19. July 19th.
19.
So that would be the end of that week.
Okay.
You're looking at August now?
I was just suggesting
July
16th.
But that's fine.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be until August.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
completely dependent on the board.
It's a normal Tuesday, so
I'm available.
That's why I just thought it might fit.
Yeah. And the 17th is Planning Commission. That's a Wednesday, so that we're not interfering with them.
No, it should just take one day, the 16th.
Yeah, I can do the 16th, but the
17th doesn't matter. Okay, 16th is Tuesday. Supervisor Chris, how about you?
That works.
Let's go for the 16th at 9 a.m.
7/16
yeah.
at 9 a.m.
Do we need a motion to that effect, or that's all?
Yes, yes, motion would be great.
Second.
And here in the board chambers.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Chris.
All right. And then how long were we expecting?
The appellant's estimate was 20 to 25 minutes for their presentation.
A couple hours.
So we should,
at
yeah.
the very least.
Okay. All right.
And then did I get Supervisor Cobson?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. I think that was finished.
Take a break. Okay.
Yes, please.